You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to the Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. I'm delighted to welcome to Nature Connections today Fiona Shakila Burns. Now, Fiona is a medical herbalist, a psych K and EFT practitioner, and is here today to share with you all how she has survived terminal cancer twice and is now fully cancer-free since 2008. And she's also going to share her formula for health. And we're going to be talking as well about the conference that she has organised from the 6th to the 8th of June in Exeter Castle, which is all about integrative cancer care, where there are going to be 22 speakers over the 3 days and sharing lots and lots of exciting information. So welcome to Nature Connections, Fiona.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're very welcome. You have a lot of powerful journey to share it with everybody. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So, well, I'm now 47 years old. I live in Bristol. I'm a medical herbalist. I've been a herbalist for 25 years now. And I originally got into being a herbalist because when I was 11 years old, I had leukemia and sarcoma. And my parents took me down a natural route back to health. I was actually given a terminal diagnosis at that time. So it was obviously a very shocking time, but my parents didn't believe that I had to die. They believed that I could get better. So they decided to find somebody who would support them to get their little girl well, basically. And they managed to find Mr. Eddie, who was this amazing naturopath in Manchester, who was having a lot of success with treating cancer patients at the time. He's now not alive anymore because he was quite old then. But he got me on something called the Gerson therapy, which is all about detoxifying the body using vegetable juices and coffee enemas and supplying the body with all of the nutrients it needs, with the basic understanding that if you can get all the toxins out of the body whilst supporting the body to absorb all of the nutrition that it needs, then it can self-repair. So that's what's behind the Gerson therapy, and it supports the immune system to repair and the organs of detoxification. It helps the liver to regenerate itself, and it does a lot of things. And thankfully, you know, I it actually made a massive difference to me, and I was better I felt better. I remember the feeling of health coming back. So I went from being a very, very tired little girl who couldn't walk to the end of the garden to feed my rabbits, and I was like that for about a year. So I was lethargic, tired, exhausted for around about a year before I was diagnosed, actually. And then once I got the diagnosis and I started doing the Gerson therapy, it was actually quick that in the terms of my energy coming back within about 6 weeks that I started feeling better. My eyes started to shine again and my hair started to shine again. My dad remembers that. And so then within a year, all of my blood results were back to normal. And I was, you know, I was declared well and cured. And I remained well then. But that led me to becoming a medical herbalist when I left school, because I'd been shown the power of natural medicine at such a young age. That I kind of had to pursue it. So that kind of set me up on
lovely.
That set me up for my later journey.
Yes, lovely that you listened at that point and you really knew as a young girl and a young woman the path forward.
I know. I mean, I started off as a nurse, actually. I started off when I was 19, I went off to train to be a nurse, and I did that for 2 years. And it just wasn't quite, although I did love nursing in many ways, I felt there was a frustration in me because I could see that people, I wanted to share what I knew about natural healing, and I couldn't, you know, and I was working on a cancer ward and seeing people, you know, getting very, very ill with the treatments, and really wanted to tell people what I knew. And I knew that I couldn't. So that was a frustrating experience for me. So when I, after I did it for 2 years, I studied for 2 years, didn't finish. And then I decided, you know, okay, I must follow this. I must follow my, you know, my truth, which is to learn more about natural healing so that I can share it with people. Yeah, so then I remained well, you know, I remained well for years, and it wasn't until I was 41 and my mum had died a year beforehand. My mum died on my 40th birthday, bless her. In fact, she managed to last to the day after my 40th birthday. I knew she did that for me because she just didn't want to die on my birthday. So she made it to the next day. That was huge for me. And a year later, that's when I started. That's when I came down became very sick, basically. My first symptom was a partially collapsed lung. And in the Chinese understanding of the body, lung is associated with grief. It totally made sense. Basically, my lung was full of this unexpressed grief, which was also still there from losing my sister to cancer. My sister had died about 10 years before that. So I still hadn't come to terms with that. So when my mum died, that was like, that impacted that grief. And I was really full of grief. So yeah, that was my first symptom. Water, so all surrounding, within the pleural cavity. And it turned out to be, they found big ovarian tumour, 9x6, which encompassed both of my ovaries in one big tumour. And I was told, you must have a hysterectomy, you must have your ovaries out, of course, you must have your appendix removed and your omentum, followed by chemotherapy, followed by radiotherapy. And if you don't do that, you're going to be dead within the year. So that was the prognosis.
And shocking.
It was very, very shocking. And it was a terrible time in my life. I won't lie. It was really, you know, horrendous. I went through all kinds of emotions and feelings of why me, and it's not fair, and yeah, misery, total misery and despair. And at the same time, there was a part of me that just absolutely knew that I'd created the whole thing, you know. And although I didn't really want to accept that I'd created it, I had to, you know. It was like, okay, well, if I'm not creating my life, who is? And I'm not the sole creator of my life. Obviously, I'm co-creating my life with God, with the source, with whatever you like to call it, universal energy. So I had to accept that whatever was going on for me was the thing that was totally appropriate to be going on for me, and that I needed to have this experience. So once I kind of accepted that I was on this journey and got out of my denial phase, then it was about going, all right, so if I created it, I can maybe discreate it. And even though it seemed like a massive challenge and everybody said, no, it's not possible, I felt that it could be possible. I couldn't see why it couldn't be possible, because bodies are amazing and bodies are magical. And I knew, because my body had healed itself of cancer before, so that gave me a strength.
Yes, you knew that your body knew how to do it.
Yeah, that really, really helped. I thought, okay, I've done it before, I can do it again. It's a bit different this time. And it was very, very different this time in that, you know, it seemed, I mean, it was involving more. It was, you know, it seemed like it was harder to get rid of. I didn't know if my ovaries could actually get rid of the cancer and then become functional ovaries again. But they did.
And how interesting that they are the creative part of us.
Exactly.
So they have seeded within them, I guess, the creativity needed for you to take it forward and do everything that you're doing now.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yeah. And I don't take any of it for granted, you know, Sarah. I really have so much gratitude for everything that surrounded me and helped me, because I couldn't have done it. I know I had to then accept that I'd been living a life, really, at that point, I really was believing I was a very, you know, I was separate, that I was on my own, that I had to struggle, that life was against me. I had this feeling of constantly struggling against life, and it seemed like everything was going wrong. But when I look back, what I can see now is that everything was breaking down. It's like some things were breaking down, but it was only so that the truth, the life, and the life force and the essence of who I am could come out. And I had a lovely quote from, do you know Pat Pilkington? She passed on last year. Have you heard of her?
I haven't.
She was the founder of the Penny Bron Centre, along with Penny Bron, which used to be called the Bristol Cancer Health Centre.
Oh, okay, yes, I know those.
Yeah, they did amazing, amazing, amazing work. And Pat Pilkington was a major, you know, majorly inspired me on my healing journey. She said, cancer cracks you open so that the light can shine in and the light can shine out. I love that.
Yes.
And it spoke to me, and I thought, you know, that's true. You know, that is true. If I can let it, if I can trust it, if I can trust that this so-called disease process, that this disease process is actually for my highest good. It's not come along to destroy me, but it's come along to enable something else to come through. That, yeah, maybe I can. And maybe I'm up to it. Maybe I am up to the challenge, you know. It's part of me that felt, no, I can't do that. You know, that's too big for me. That's too big. I can't possibly do that.
It's almost, and who am I to do this, you know? How could I possibly be that powerful?
Who am I kidding myself? Yeah, yeah. And, of course, if I listen to the experts, those people outside of myself who are telling me what I should do, so all of those, and I'm including, you know, not only my medical team, but a medical herbalist who I consulted. Many other natural health practitioners said to me, no, you can't possibly do this. You know, you can't possibly do this without surgery. You can't possibly do, you know, you really, at the very least, you need to have the surgery. Of course you do. And, it was really hard just hanging on to that, that bit of me that was going, there was a bit of me inside going, why not? Why can't I? How do you know? How do you know I can't? And that part of me really was the part of me that enabled me to get well, you know, that questioning, rather stubborn part of me, rebellious, that rebellious, stubborn, questioning part of me that maybe in the past I judged as being, you know, unruly. Maybe I was, as a child, I was told that part of me was a not acceptable part of me. Because I'm maybe going to upset the family status quo or say the wrong thing at the dining room table or, you know, upset people by being honest or whatever, as a kid does, you know, just innocence. It's like that part of me, somehow I really nurtured that part of me and I went, all right, then let's just see. Maybe we can do it.
So I know as well today you wanted to share with us It's so amazing to hear your story, it really, really is. I had read about it on your website, but to actually hear your words and the passion that comes through what you're saying is very transformative. So thank you for sharing all of that.
Oh, you're really welcome. It's lovely sharing it with you, actually. I can feel your receptivity. It allows it to kind of come out. So thank you.
Yeah. So you wanted to share with us today as well your formula for health.
Yes.
And how lovely to actually turn all of this around and focus on the health. And I know that is part of your message.
It is my message. Whatever we focus on grows. So if we focus on cancer, that's what will grow. And if we focus on our health, that's what will grow. So this is the formula for health. And it's all about, the first one is the desire. So the first one is the desire to be well.
Okay.
And the second one is the belief that it's possible. And the third one is the commitment to do whatever it takes. So we've got those three aspects which basically make up the formula for health, and that they actually apply to anything that we're trying to bring into being. So anything we're trying to manifest, we have to believe it's possible. We have to desire it. We have to desire it first. We have to believe that we can have it. And then we have to be committed to do and allow whatever it takes. Mm. So it's a commitment. So shall I just talk a little bit about those three?
Of course, aspects? I think it's important that you do. Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, great. So first of all, the desire. It's really important to connect with your desire for being here. So the desire to be here on the planet. And this is something which I had not even accepted that was, you know, that might not be true, you know, it might be true, might actually be true that I don't want to be here. And it was, you know, I actually, when I examined, do I want to be alive or not? Whilst there was a part of me that wanted to be, I had to see that there was a large part of me that was rather looking forward to a time when I wouldn't have to deal with all of this physicalness anymore. Mm. I would be able to see my sister and my mum again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to do all those fiddly bits of paperwork. I wouldn't have to keep trudging along on my own. I wouldn't have to keep feeling the feelings of loneliness, separation, and all of the thoughts that were going on in my head about where I should be in my life and where I'm not, where I thought that I should be at the age of 40, 41. Desire. So in order to connect with my desire for health, I had to deal with all of that stuff that was in the way of me wanting to be here. And I did that. I did that with a combination of things. First of all, with just being really radically honest with myself about the truth of maybe that I didn't actually fully want to be here. Mm. And then I did find some help in Peter Aziz, the shaman who works in Devon. He really helped me a lot with point holding. And we worked on apathy that's held in the spleen, which is the part that, when the spleen is full of apathy, that's the part of you that's like, oh, I don't care if I'm here or not. Mm-hmm. So we cleared that with his help. And that's where the psych K came in as well. Really, really sort of reconnecting me with my desire to get well. So the psych K and the EFT came in majorly as part of my healing. So the second part of the formula for health is the belief. Okay, so it's really important to connect with your belief that it is possible to heal. You need to meet other people who've healed, and that's where the Back to Health conference really comes in, because on the Sunday, this is the Back to Health conference that's happening in Exeter Castle, 6th to the 8th of June. On the Sunday, we've got a whole lineup of 9 people who've shared their recovery stories, who've recovered from cancer, telling us how they did it. And they did it in a whole variety of ways, including, you know, they've had conventional treatment as well. It's not that the conference is not about alternative medicine. It's about integrative medicine. So I did manage to connect with a woman who'd healed her ovarian cancer, That's when my diagnosis was ovarian cancer. They hadn't discovered the cervix tumour at that point. That really, really helped me. And then finally, the last part of but also that the Psych K really comes in with the beliefs. It's about transforming your core beliefs around what's possible when it comes to health. And there's 13 pairs of core beliefs, which need to be there in order for health to be present. So just to give you an example, one of those pair is I love myself. And we want to test strong for that using kinesiology, which is muscle testing, and weak for I hate myself. So that's the Psych K. We basically reprogram the unconscious mind so that the unconscious mind can realign with healing. Then the last one is commitment. So this is really about once you've really established your desire and your belief, you do need those two, and then you can really commit to your healing journey. And there's parts of the healing journey which are hard work, like juicing. You know, juicing is massively time consuming and a little bit boring. You need help, you need support. So part of that commitment is about finding the support, getting the support that you need. And commitment, yeah, really committing and coaching yourself. You know, like you would with a little child who's learning a new skill. You're like, yeah, come on, that's good. You're doing really well. Not, oh, you're so lazy. Get off that couch and make a juice, you know.
Yeah. I understand that. Yes, it's so important to have support, isn't it? So important.
But the most important thing is how we're supporting ourselves, you know, how we're internally talking to ourselves, you know. So, yeah. So that's, and sometimes people say to me, they come to me and they're like, oh, I'm doing so much juicing and I'm taking all my supplements and you can just tell that they're so fed up with it all. And it's like, well, you know what? You're not in the vibration to get well. So you might as well be eating donuts and drinking Coca-Cola, because you need to be loving yourself first and foremost. You know, you need to be getting excited by the fact that you're regenerating your tissues with this amazing, you know, health elixir in the form of juice. And you need to bring that attitude of excitement to the healing journey, which I'm not saying is easy, by the way.
No, I understand, but it's so important to talk about how we need to connect with this. You know, it's not just about taking things, supplements, juicing, all those things. Yes, exactly. We really do need to connect in with the vibration of what it is we're taking into our bodies.
Absolutely, and to connect with our true nature.
Yes.
And, you know, when we're, I have a lot of people coming to see me and they're going, oh, I'm being so positive. And they've got a big sort of fixed smile on their face. And it's like, oh, but just can't you allow the despair? You know, you must allow the sadness, the despair, the fear. We have to allow ourselves to feel all of these internal states. And then they won't have a power over us. But we do need to give them space. It's a bit like, you know, that a tornado is trying to come across the desert and maybe the government decides it's going to try and encapsulate it in a box, you know. Is that going to work? No, you're just going to have to let nature do its thing. So if nature doing its thing is bawling your eyes out, screaming and, you know, beating pillows and swearing at God, you know, I did that. I swore at God for this position I was in. Why? And, you know, I won't say the F word, but I did say that to God and then I felt a bit guilty. You know, that was part of my healing. It was like just allowing myself in
allowing the darkness out, isn't it?
Exactly. And accepting the darkness, you know, I am also an angry, you know, an angry woman full of resentment and rage and whatever. And it's like just loving myself. You know, if I can love myself then I can really love myself. But if I'm pretending to be this sweet little pure person who never has a bad thought, trying to be spiritual, forget it. You know, you ain't going to get health that way. So, yeah.
So tell everybody now, with all this lovely passion that you have accumulated, and I can so hear it in your voice, and this is what you connected with and has brought you back.
Yes.
The health to your body. Tell everybody about this amazing conference that's happening very soon.
Okay, Sarah, I will. Well, because of my experience, I could see that actually what people What's really, really needed is good information, good, trustworthy, inspiring, empowering information, all in one place for people who are on a health journey, not only for people on a health journey, but people who are supporting people, so carers and also practitioners who are working with people with cancer. So that was the reason that I put together last year's conference, which was in April last year in Bristol, called the Back to Health Conference. And it was a great success. We had 20 speakers talking about, with, you know, all different experts, including Rosie Daniel, integrative expert, health expert that lives in Bath, practices in Bath. We had Chris Willems from Cancer Active, and Zandria Williams, the whole range. And then we had, on the last day, we had a whole day of speakers talking about how they got better, people who'd recovered from cancer. And it was such a success. We'd sold out a month in advance. I was like, okay, let's do another one. And so this time it's happening in Exeter Castle, and it's the 6th to the 8th of June. We do still have some tickets left, and we've got 22 speakers. And on the last day, again, we've got this lineup of amazing people who've recovered and using a combination of all different things from, from black salve to cannabis oil to chemotherapy to targeted chemotherapy to radiotherapy to, you know, and basically including all kinds of people. It's just really fascinating listening to other people's journeys. And then we've got Professor Vogel, who's coming over from Frankfurt. He's head radiologist in Frankfurt University, and he's developed some very targeted, cutting edge approaches to using chemotherapy in a way that they're not going to obliterate the whole immune system, which of course is what we know about a regular chemotherapy.
So how can people find out?
Website. Okay, so it's the Back to Health. It's Back to Health Events. That's Back, number two, Health Events. That's EVENTS, obviously, .com. Backtohealthevents.com. If you go on there, then you can book yourself for 1, 2, or 3 days. And for the whole 3 days, it's only £120.
That's not very much.
I know. I wanted to keep it really cheap and accessible. And everything's on that website. We've got accommodation lists. And it's, you know, if you come along and you'll just have a good time, I can guarantee it. Because last year, by the end, oh my goodness, the energy we generated, people left there, sort of, people skipped out of that room, you know, people.
I can tell. Well, you're a very passionate person yourself, so I can tell that this has been infused through your conference. Thank you so much, Fiona, for sharing your journey with us today, with all of your passion, and also showing us your vulnerable side and how that actually helped you get better. If anybody wants to find out more about what you do, please come on to the Natural Health Radio site and look at the information that's about Fiona, and you can also find there the information about the conference. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sarah. It's been a real delight to be here today.
Very welcome. Many blessings to you and your work. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.